Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And we're going to continue a message I began yesterday entitled The Integrity of the Word of God. God's Word is eternal. It is immutable. He has spoken. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And in Jeremiah chapter 33 and 3, perhaps a familiar verse, the Lord is speaking prophetically through the prophet Jeremiah, and he says to his people, and it's just as true today, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Another translation says, great and hidden things which you don't know. And of course, that's certainly true. He knows there's nothing that's hid from the eyes, the understanding of the Lord, but we are so limited. The most brilliant scientists, the most brilliant intellectual, our human understanding, our intelligent quotient, if you will, we cannot even begin to compare with the mind of God and the wisdom of God. But the Lord is so gracious, and He's generous, and He wants to impart not just information to us, but wisdom, godly wisdom, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does that say about wisdom? There are many in this world that have a lot of information, and they understand all kinds of technical mysteries, if you will. However, it's the fear of God. If we don't have a fear of God, then we're not very far on the wisdom scale, because the fear of the Lord is the very beginning, if you will, of wisdom. And so, as we consider, as we look at God's Word, Jesus is revealing Himself today to His people in greater and greater dimensions. Why do you think God called you out of the world? Why did He want you to be saved? Why did He want you to experience the blessed assurance of relationship with God? It was because not only that He loves you, but He wants you to be set free from all the snares, the lies, the deceptions of the devil, because the devil still is the prince of this world. He controls the powers of darkness, and that's going to increase. The darkness will increase until the return of the Lord. But God has given to us the light of life. He wants to set you free, beloved. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. And you see, we don't look upon life today as we once did when we were unsaved. There was a point in our lives, if you're saved, as you're listening to me right now, that you were brought and translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. It may have occurred when you were a child, or perhaps just recently. You could be up in years, but you became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And so your perspective, your understanding of the world and of life and eternal realities is very, very different than it was when you were unsaved. And we see that the Word, Christ Jesus, has now been made alive to us. We are His chosen people, Jew and Gentile alike. We are His people to the praise of His glory. And beloved, He's given you the right and the privilege of calling on Him, and He will answer you. That's what the Word says. Isaiah 45 and 11 says, ask me of the things that are to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. That is a very powerful promise, a statement in God's Word, that we can ask Him the things that we need to know concerning our own personal futures, concerning the things that are going on in the world, and concerning the work of His hands, what He is doing. We can actually ask the Lord. That's what prayer is. It's supplication, it's intercession for the needs in your life, for the needs in the lives of your loved ones and family. He has all power in heaven and earth. And the unredeemed see the Bible as mere words on paper. They don't see any reality or significance to it for those who are just weak in the natural. They just need a crutch, something to lean on. But beloved, those who believe, it is a living experience in Christ, who is the Word of God. The Word declares, and these are the words of Jesus, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you." You know, when we hear that statement, we often focus on just ask whatever you want, whatever you will. That's what literally Jesus is saying. And it shall be given to you. It shall be accomplished. It shall be given to you. But with God's promises, there are always conditions. And the condition is you have to abide in Jesus, and you have to have, that is, not only to be saved, but to have His words abiding in you. In other words, not just to hear the word, but we have to be doers of the word. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." And isn't that true? If we really love someone in the natural, well, whatever they ask, if it's humanly possible, we want to do that because we love them. That's an expression of our love for them. And that's our expression of our love for the Lord, to do the things that He would ask us to do in His Word. And so the Word of God are words of knowledge and of wisdom that will build your faith, and it will make you ready. It'll make you available to receive a spiritual reality, an experience, not a figment of your imagination, not emotionalism, but an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. How exciting is that? The Word says, "Hitherto ye've asked nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." My goodness, what a promise. In other words, there's nothing more exciting, I don't know about you, to see prayer answered, to see something you've asked the Lord for, and it may not be immediate. I mean, just, you know, we just can't snap our fingers and our answer is. Sometimes God makes us wait, and He does that in His love and infinite wisdom. He desires to give us the desires of our hearts. He desires to answer prayer, but it depends on His wisdom for our lives. He wants to give us good things. That's His intention because He loves us so dearly, but He knows where we're at spiritually and in the circumstances of our lives. He knows the proper and the right timing. So let me ask you, what do you need? What are the things that are most pressing on your heart? What are the greatest needs that you have? He knows about them, whether they're spiritual or emotional. You know, the psalmist cried out, when my spirit is overwhelmed within me, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. And I sense there are some that are listening to me today that would describe you. You'd have to say, I just feel overwhelmed. I don't know how much longer I can hold on. I don't know how much further I can go. When your spirit is overwhelmed within you, that is the deepest part of you. You feel that the things that have occurred in your life have been so terrible, so horrific. At least they've affected you that way. And sort of immobilized you. It's taken out the strength in your heart and your life. You feel very weak spiritually. I want to just take a moment now to pray for you. For those that feel overwhelmed by the circumstances of life, by the intensity of the battles and the warfare that you're going through, Father, we come to you, and Lord, I pray for those who are struggling and wrestling right now with the circumstances of their lives, with the warfare they have experienced recently, with the overwhelming sense of not being able to just press into victory. Lord, they are crying out to you, and your word says you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, right now, some of your people are really in trouble. They need your help. They need your intervention. They need your provision. And I'm speaking not just in a financial way or natural way, but they need your provision in terms of emotional strength and spiritual stamina. Lord, we're living in difficult times, and you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, we can do nothing without you. And so, Father, we pray. I pray right now on behalf of those who are going through such difficult times, that you will move in their lives right now. I rebuke the works of darkness. I rebuke the work of the enemy. And Father, I pray that you will lift a standard by the Spirit of God against the works of darkness, against the works of the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, you said in your word, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard. And Father, our words don't have to be copious. They don't have to be long. They don't have to be complex. The simplest cry of our hearts you hear. And Father, right now I'm praying you will touch your people in your infinite love and mercy and provision. You will undertake, and Father, they will be able to rejoice because they know you have answered them. You've heard their heart's cry. Father, we ask all of this in the matchless name, the greatest name in heaven and earth, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we believe you and thank you that this shall be done for your glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a privilege to minister to you today, and I'm just excited in my spirit because I just sense God moving to restore and to deliver and to minister to you in a mighty way. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.